Greetings from the Candy Colored Studio, where life is sweeter in candy color. I'm oil painter Katrina Berg, and I'm so glad you're here. I'll be chatting with you from my Midway, Utah home, serving up a palette of support, hope, and love with a side of realness. As a mother of five, including five-year-old twins, I know too well that life is rarely easy and jolly, but savoring the sweet moments gives us the strength we need to find peace, growth, and fulfillment along our journey. Again, so happy you're here and welcome.
I'm getting on a podcast, so don't make noise.
Welcome back to the Candy Colored Studio. Happy New Year, or happy goodbye to 2020. So today I want to talk about just, you know, all things 2020. And I think it's really great to say goodbye to so many things this year, but I think it's also been really nice to think about the good things that happened this year. So a friend stopped by to pick up cookies from Anna Claire, and she just talked about, she's our only person that actually stops by. Everyone else we just drop cookies off to, but she was so cute. She said, it's been really fun to have this connection in a year that I felt so isolated from everyone. And it was just really, really sweet to hear that just talking to her for a minute every week made a difference, because it definitely made a difference to me. And I have loved seeing her every week. So yeah, lots of things to think about. So I thought I would start with four things that I learned within business, or within my business, and then four things that I learned personally, or things that I've been thinking about. So the first one is that I think I've talked about this a few times on the podcast, but back in like early fall of 2019, I realized that I wanted to consciously make 2020 more about our family, to really slow down. And I made a decision that I wasn't going to apply for any shows in the fall and holiday season. I didn't want to take away from the time that I have with my family. And I kind of feel like this is a special time. I have an artist friend who basically said that when her boys got to a certain age, they just needed, I don't know, she just kind of gave up a lot of things so that she could really enjoy these last moments with them. And I think that that's definitely where we're at. We've got two in high school this year, and then one in middle. And of course, the twins get older every day. It's amazing the things that they're learning and doing and becoming more self-sufficient. And so I really do feel like we're just living on borrowed time with these borrowed kids of ours. You know, I'm just grateful for the time that our Heavenly Father and Mother have given us to spend with these beautiful souls. And it's truly an honor to get to watch them grow and become. And so because of that, I decided I wanted to actually step back a little bit with my business, really with shows and events. It also means that sometimes you can hear little people in the background, right? Okay, so again, kind of made this decision, and I had a couple shows already booked for 2020, but other than that, it would made it really easy for me to stop applying to shows once February and March hit, and we realized that all, oh my goodness, life is changing, the world's changing. So it's been a conscious slowdown, but also, you know, it made it a little bit easier in the areas where I felt like we didn't get to make choices with the slowdown. So, you know, I didn't do any in-person shows. I did do one market, and that was really special to do with my dear friend Nanette. I did a few online shows. We had my, the Swiss Days open house was really fun. And then probably another major perk for the year was doing the very first Candy Club online show. And that was a lot of work, but so much fun and so great to watch these ladies just really stand up and deliver. And it was just really exciting to celebrate them. So yeah, that would be my, I guess, review of shows. And then I was thinking about paintings. You know, I was looking a lot of times at this time of year, I'm quickly filling out my inventory, like updating, you know, the last pieces that I've done. And I realized that the amount of paintings that I did this year was significantly less than years past. And I'm not embellishing or, you know, stretching this in any way. So in some ways, I think that I have actually pulled back when it comes to the sheer numbers that I've actually painted this year. So, for example, I think it's been about 30% less. And so, just to give you an idea, back in 2017, I did 192 original paintings. Then in 2018, I did 142, 2019, 141. So, those were really close. And then this year, so far, I've just done 100. And I might finish a couple more this week, little ones. But yeah, that's a significant change of, like, I don't know, 30% on average. Maybe it's even higher because that first year was pretty, 2017, I did a lot of paintings. And it was funny because I remember thinking at the end of 2017, I'm like, wow, this is too much. Like, I need something more sustainable. And then, you know, I had a couple years that was about the same. And then this year it was like, oh, yeah. So many other things going on. And so that's what happened. I only painted 100 paintings. So that's pretty interesting. So if you feel like you have not been as productive this year, and when I say that, I just want you to be really careful about what you say about yourself, just because I think it's real easy to beat ourselves up. Yeah, it's been a crazy year. And yet a lot of times it's hard to really show the, you know, the actual good that we've done. It's not always quantitative, I guess, is what I'm trying to get at. So just remember that, yeah, where you think you haven't been productive, like, yeah, I haven't been as productive with paintings, like originals, but there's been some other wonderful things that have happened, and I can talk about them more in the personal section. But business-wise, something really interesting, I was meeting with the Candy Club this last month, and one of the girls, Katie Willis, yay, Katie, she basically did a little exercise and kind of reevaluated some stuff in her business, and she was getting really stressed out, and then she realized that she actually, even though she hadn't participated in the same amount of shows as years past and had the same opportunities, that she was actually ahead $400 from the year previous. And this was like, gosh, maybe November that she did this. So, I mean, I'm sure that some great things have happened since she did that, but the fact that she's already ahead, that was pretty cool. So then I asked the ladies, because in a lot of ways, this didn't surprise me. So I asked the ladies that were there and I said, how many of you actually did better this year in 2020 than you did last year? And nearly all of them raised their hand. I think only two of them didn't. And I thought that was really, just remarkable in so many ways. And so I asked them why they thought they were doing better in 2020 than they did in 2019. And we had some really great personal thoughts, and, you know, that obviously were, you know, directly to that particular artist. But something that I think from watching these amazing ladies, and I'm just going to be really general here, but I think that when we invest in ourselves, and these ladies totally invested in the business side of their art practice, I felt like, I think that you just can't go wrong. I think that you're automatically going to see some great rewards. They might look small, but then over time it starts to really add up. And that was pretty exciting to see that they had done that. And some of these ladies have been part of the club for the whole, I think we started in September of 19. So it's been, you know, almost a year and a half now for some of those ladies. So it's pretty cool. So I just want to send out a lot of love to the Candy Club, and any of you that are trying to decide what you want to do for your business this year in 2020. It doesn't have to be your art business, but I really think that that principle is universal. And I think that anytime we invest in ourselves, we're going to see some really great things happen. And I would say that's in business. That's also personally, whatever we decide to put our focus on. I think it's really hard not to see some great things happen when we put in a little bit of time each day or each week, whatever that looks like for you. So that was pretty cool. I was really impressed. You know, I'm always impressed with these ladies and not surprised. So that was pretty cool. And then I was thinking about the fourth thing I was going to tell you about within my business. I thought about this podcast, the Candy Colored Studio. I was thinking about how in 2020, there are 85 episodes from 2020. And to give a little bit of perspective, so I started this podcast, I believe it was November of 2018. Okay. And so there were, you know, a handful of episodes in 2018. And in the beginning, I was really slow getting out episodes, just kind of being patient with myself and not trying to like run faster than I could run, which is definitely one of my biggest flaws. But then there were 44 episodes in 2019, and that was really exciting for me. Not necessarily every week, but pretty close. But then to go from 44 to 85 was really exciting. So just a few thoughts about the podcast now that I've done it for 2 years. I go back to the reasons why I started this podcast. I was actually just telling, I was talking to Amanda Herring, who is the owner of La Petite Maison Antiques in Draper. And she's the one that, she's actually my interview for next week. So get super excited. It is so good, you guys. We just recorded it yesterday. It's going to be really awesome. But she was asking why I started the podcast. And so I kind of went back to some of the initial, it's funny because I was thinking about this episode. So it was already kind of on the tip of my tongue, but I have been recently reflecting about why I started the podcast. And really it was so that I could get back to that authenticity without worrying about the likes and comments that we typically see on social media. And I felt like it's just, it's wonderful. It's wonderful to be social and to do social media, but it tends to kind of put you in a box or like make you think a certain way. I'm not even gonna get into that show. What is it called? Social Dilemma. But anyways, we could talk about that for a while. But the idea that I could go back to what I loved about blogging and just being personal and authentic, being real, being raw, being okay with not being perfect and presenting ideas and thoughts full of imperfections and flaws, and realizing that, you know, a lot of times this is a journey. There's things that I thought about early this year, beliefs that I had that are totally different now. Isn't that so cool? And so the podcast in a lot of ways has been a journey, and I have really enjoyed getting to connect with so many of you through the podcast. And I think that's been really, really fun, because I think a lot of times we're just honest and I get out here and just share whatever my heart tells me to share, and regardless of the consequences. And it's really nice to hear back from some of you and to realize that, you know, I may not know exactly who's listening, but as long as you know that I do have the best intentions and that I'm just trying to be real and grow just like everyone else. So it's been good. I'm just really happy with the opportunity that I've had to do it. So again, the podcast has been awesome. And I think that, again, there's so many things that can help our businesses. But for me, I think that it's really helped me learn how to share about my art in a different way and share about how I see the world. And I think that a lot of times when we want to buy art, we want to understand where the artist is coming from. And so it's helped me learn how to express myself a little bit better, or maybe just be more comfortable about expressing myself when I'm not perfect, or when my ideas and thoughts and feelings change and evolve. And again, I think that it just helps explain what I'm doing and why I'm doing it. And hopefully it lifts others along the way. So those are my thoughts on the business. And then personal, I had four more things I thought I'd talk about. And I think that the first thing that 2020, you know, let's face it, there's been so many parts of 2020 that have just really not been ideal. But as I look back, I realize that it really has been a year of growth. And I would just leave it at that, a lot of growth for me personally, for our family. And that's been amazing. And I could never put a value on that. And so that would be number one. And then maybe these other ones will kind of make sense as to why I think it's been a year of growth. But then number two, I would say that thanks to the choices that we made to kind of pull back from shows and events that took me away from the family and away from the home, I in turn chose a slower pace, and that really became It made it a lot easier transition into pandemic life just because I was used to that slower pace, and then to go slow down even more was actually really, really needed and also welcomed. I got more sleep this year. I think it's been a goal of mine for years to get more sleep ever since the twins were born, and it's just been really hard because you just feel like there's so many things that I want to do, and it's just life. So anyways, I definitely got more sleep, and I also developed new health issues, which obviously wasn't fun. I think they were already there. They were kind of just starting to grow, and they just started kind of screaming this year. And so I've been facing new health problems so many of us have. And so that's been interesting. But I think that having this little slower pace and seeking to have more sleep made it easier for me to kind of tackle some of the things or face some of the things that have been popping up health-wise. The third one that I would say, oh my goodness, there's a lot of noise going on in our house. Okay, so again, the third personal thing that I thought about is I've just been asking myself a lot, like, what do I really want? What do I really want out of not just my business, but my personal growth, our family relationships, all those kind of things? And I've been thinking a lot about distractions. I talked about it a little bit in my episode just last week, but I feel like it's everywhere. These distractions are everywhere. And I think it's really ironic because I feel like in a lot of ways, this has been the slowest I've gone in my married life. And yet I see distractions everywhere, and I'm constantly trying to like push things away or ask myself, like, what can I do to get rid of this? What can I give up so that I can focus on what's really important? And so that's been kind of really heavily integrated into my thoughts every day. You know, I got rid of some things. I deleted a bunch of apps off my phone, which is really great. I'm really good about turning off my phone and notifications. And sometimes that's a bad thing because I don't see things for a while, but it's helped a ton. And I feel like just deleting some of the social media apps off my phone has been really, really beneficial recently. So that's been good. I definitely spent less time on social media this year, and that's been really awesome. It's so funny. I think there are years that we really want to spend in certain types of marketing, and then there's other years that it's just good to do different things, and that has been this year for me. So I don't want to say that social media is bad because it's been a huge part of my business, and I'm so grateful for it. So if you are feeling that pull, don't let this sway you, but it's okay if your heart tells you down the road to do something different. I definitely support that. Another thing that I feel like I think a lot of our ever since we went to France. So when we were preparing to go to France, you know, we spent a year in preparation so that we could spend that month together as a family. And it was, you know, it was a team effort. Everybody was helping. We had a pretty strict budget, and it was amazing how, I shouldn't say easy, but it was doable when we all put our effort in and we were all focused on it. And that was amazing. And so when we got back, we decided that we wanted to make that just the way that we lived. We wanted to only buy things that we really needed, be really careful about buying things that we wanted or that we thought that we needed. And so it kind of just kind of continued. And our focus became paying off the house as soon as possible, which is a good goal to have. And I think that I got a little obsessed with it for a while this year. I was just trying to throw as much as I could at the house and just kind of stressed about how much I was selling every month, or, you know, just how much I was painting so that I could make certain goals. And I realized that, again, it was a bit of a distraction. And so it really made me think about, okay, it's good to pay off the house, but again, am I running too fast? Am I running faster than I'm supposed to run just so that I can try to pay off the house? Am I missing out on opportunities and relationship time with my kids and, you know, things like that? And so I have let go of some of the intensity that I was focusing on that. And I think that it's been really, really nice to be able to give up some of these things that I thought were so important and really focus on other things that are clearly more important to myself and my family. So it's interesting because I talk about how I did less social media this year, and I really did. I think over the last 3 years, I did less every year. But what I did find is that as the social media was going down, I would spend more time learning. And so a couple of years ago, I started doing a lesson on Duolingo every day, a little French lesson. And that was a goal. And sometimes I did more, you know, but that was the goal. I was going to do one every day. And so by the time we got to France, it was really nice because, no, my French wasn't perfect. I don't know if it'll ever be perfect, but I felt like I had really prepared, and the whole trip was really good because it was really easy for me to understand a lot of the things that were happening around us. So that was really cool. And then it was interesting. I got a little report from Duolingo, and this is cute. They always say, like, there's these little, they're not ads, but like in between things, they'll say, how much did you learn on social media? Like, what can 10 minutes of social media do versus 10 minutes of Duolingo? And I just think I'd always giggle when I saw it, but it's totally true. And so just as an example, Duolingo sent me a little report, and it said that I spent 2,632 minutes on the Duolingo app in 2020, and this is like a month ago that they sent me this, so I've obviously spent more time since then. And then they said that I'd learned 3,558 new words, and that was pretty awesome. I was like, wow. But again, it just goes to show that spending a little bit of time doing things that matter to us, they do add up to big things. And again, I think if you've listened to my podcast for a while, you know that this is a principle that I believe in strongly with everything. I think that it applies with relationships. If we work to spend a little bit of time with all the people that matter in our life, then over time we have this really amazing relationship. And I look at my kids, especially my teenagers, and you know, we just have these moments together, and I love those moments, and I try to make the most out of them because you just don't know what they're going to add up to, right? So the other thing that I did this year, so obviously I was doing a little Duolingo every year, and I've spent a lot of time learning about business over the last few years, marketing, business, SEO, all those good things, but it was all kind of focused on the business side of my learning, and then a little bit of French in there. But this year I just really felt driven to learn about more things that maybe had seemed like little habits before, but this year I really started to like learn more about the Constitution, learn more about our government, how it works, and who does what, and you know, just realize that they are our public servants. They are our servants. They are serving us. And so that was really good. But I feel like I've learned a lot more about the economy. I've learned a lot more about economics, just all kinds of stuff. And that's been really exciting too. So lots of learning. I tend to get a little crazy with all this stuff, but even spiritual learning, I feel like I found some new podcasts and also some YouTube channels, and I got to do some spiritual learning as well. And that was really great. And it's been a gift. So okay, last one that I would talk about is just parenting. It's interesting because, again, talking about how little things add up to great things, and I love that my kids are teaching me every day in little ways how to be a better parent and how to just, you know, to have good relationships with them. They're teaching me so much. It's interesting because Carl always says that his number one goal for our kids is he wants them to feel capable. And I think there's just a lot of wisdom in that, right? And then I've been thinking a lot about how something that my kids have taught me is that it's so important to question everything. And I think that that's been a theme that these beautiful souls have taught me their whole lives, but it's also been something that I've really put into practice this last year. And even before that, you know, I think we did it bit by bit, but this year I feel like I really have questioned everything. And I think that's a good thing. You know, it's good to question and get answers, and to question again and get more answers. And I don't know. There's some people out there that listen to something once and they know instantly if it's right for them or their family. But for me, a lot of times I need to hear it several times in several different places and sometimes like given in different formats so that I can really process everything and then decide what to do about it. And so this has been just a really, really important thing that I've learned from the kids that I just feel like I'm finally implementing in my own life to a little greater, a greater degree. And then the last thing that, you know, goes back with being capable, but I think about my kids and I think, well, what can we do to help them be capable? And we are constantly thinking about how can we help them be more self-sufficient, more self-directed. And then I was thinking about, you know, self-governing. And really, if we want to be able to self-govern, I think that's where the questioning comes in, because there, you know, there's just so many times in life that the only way to really feel confident is to research, to explore. And so again, if we want to be self-governing and to make our own decisions and be capable, I think we really do have to question everything. So those are the things that I think that I've learned a lot from the kids. It's so funny. Like I really thought that parenting was like a place you arrive because you had a child. I thought that being a good parent meant having a few children and having a few bruises to prove it or whatever. But really, parenting is this journey that we take with these little people that are so much greener than we are. And so therefore, they're less tainted. They can share their opinions more easily because there's, you know, they have less, I don't know, maybe just less responsibility or less stress. And it's been really humbling to realize that this idea of parenting, it's not me sharing and teaching them. It's them teaching me and them helping me become the best person that I can be. And in the process, I can celebrate them and I can enjoy their journey as well. And I'm just really grateful for that. So, oh, there you go. There's the tears. We knew they were coming. Anyways, those are the things that I think that I've learned and really been appreciating in 2020. As we look forward to 2021, I hope that you will find so many great things amidst the hard things. I hope and pray that you will see and find your strength when you need it most. I hope and pray that you will find love, acceptance, and just beauty everywhere along your path that will sustain you through those hard times. And just know that you're loved, and I would love to hear about your thoughts about your 2020. Feel free to email me. I'd love to hear all about your 2020 and the things that you appreciated from them. And yeah, so lots of love from the Candy Colored Studio.